people aren't going to forget about the Santa Fe shooting anytime soon. And one of the reasons is because there's new news every single day, if not several times a day. Let's just face it. News needs you to click on things so that they make money. So they're going to try to get as much as possible. They got an interview with the dad. And this is something I was very interested to hear what the dad would say about what his son had done.
Because it's his gun that he got.
Both of his guns.
It's also his kid. So
his kid, his shotgun, his revolver. Most of the time when they interview the parent or parents of a killer, especially somebody that's done something this heinous and this massive, they're remorseful, they're sad, their hearts go out to the families. They can't believe their son would do something like this. They definitely don't condone it in any way. I mean, a lot of times they're in shock and they really don't know what to say. But they're never on the really on the side of the murderer. But the dad, this is disturbing, it's nauseating, it just downright pisses me off. They interviewed the dad of the 17-year-old accused of fatally shooting 10 people in Santa Fe last Friday. I like it when they say it accused of. No, he did it.
Right.
He did it.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, he did it, but I guess legally.
And suspect. Until proven guilty.
Suspect,
yeah.
Right. Well, in a phone interview, Antonios Pagortsis, I guess they're Greek rednecks. I have no idea how they got this name. But he said he wished that he could have stopped the massacres Friday at the Santa Fe High School.
Okay.
All right. So far, so good. His voice cracked as he described how he told police to let him inside the school to, so his son, Demetrius, could kill him instead.
Mm.
So he knew his son was going there to do that?
That's what it sounds like to me.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He said he told police to let him inside the school so his son could kill him instead. So I guess he went down to the school and the cops hadn't arrested him yet, and maybe he was afraid that the cops are going to kill his son, so he was like, no, maybe, I don't know. Something must have happened now this last week, he told the station. Somebody probably came and hurt him, and since he was a solid boy,
whatever that means,
I don't know what could have happened. I can't say what happened. All I can say is what I suspect as a father. So he's claiming, and this was already something that they said the day of the shooting, that a lot of people thought maybe this kid was bullied, you know, and that's what his dad is claiming, that he was retaliating because he was tired of being bullied. The suspect's attorney has said he is investigating whether his client endured any teacher on student bullying after reading reports of the team being mistreated by football coaches. The school district issued a statement saying it investigated the accusations and confirmed that these reports were untrue. Of course, the school's going to say that.
But of course, yeah.
They don't want to, you know, have any kind of, you know, blame in this. The elder, Pagortsis, the dad, said his son took a legally owned shotgun and handgun from his closet before leaving for school that day. The teen didn't own firearms himself. Yeah, we know that. He took your irresponsibly owned guns.
Stored, yeah.
Yeah. My son, to me, is not a criminal.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Rewind the tape. What?
Record scratch? What?
My son, to me, is not a criminal. He's a victim.
Sorry.
That's what this asshole said.
Yeah.
My son, to me, is not a criminal. He's a victim. The kid didn't own guns. I owned guns.
Right. So you should share a cell in the same block as this
No, this guy, you know what? They both need to go to jail forever.
Yes.
This guy is a solid piece of turd. Demetrius, the kid, is being held in the Galveston County Jail on capital murder charges. Authorities say 8 students and 2 teachers were killed in the attack and 13 others wounded. The dad said his son never displayed any signs that he would be capable of such violence, explaining that he didn't fight with others, didn't drink alcohol, and seemed to enjoy healthy pursuits such as working out. All right, number one, what's drinking alcohol and working out got to do with being a murderer? There's a lot of teenagers that drink with their friends.
Yeah.
it does it working out.
And there's a lot of kids that get bullied that don't shoot up schools.
Yeah. I grew up a fat boy. I get bullied now.
I do not understand the correlation.
There's zero. The guy's a goddamn idiot.
He's a great kid. He loves peanut butter.
Exactly.
What?
I love peanut butter.
Exactly, Anna. Nailed it.
Creamy. F that.
This guy's
crunchy.
A moron. He said that after the teen had been taken into custody, he and his wife were allowed to visit him for 15 to 20 minutes. Why? 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 Why?
You're so, a part of the problem.
I don't know. I hope he apologized in that 15 to 20 minutes. Hey, sorry I raised you like crap. Sorry I left guns out so you can go kill him. And by the way, he didn't show any signs. Your stupid kid wore trench coats every day. True. Everybody talked about it. There's your sign, man. Not to sound like, you know, the blue collar comedy tour, but there's your sign. The kid was wearing trench coats. If I see anybody wearing a trench coat that's not Inspector Gadget, they're a criminal. Waiting to happen. He said, I saw the child. I didn't see a child who was a murderer. Because you're a moron, dude. A pure child. A child who was ashamed to look me in the face. His father said, well, yeah, you just killed 10 people. You don't look at anybody in the face. He was thinking of his sisters. How his sisters will be able to get about. What?
What's wrong with the sisters?
I don't know. He said he loves me. He told his mother he loves her, and he will try to be strong to help us cope.
Help you cope?
What?
Help you cope?
Yeah.
Is there a video of this?
No.
Oh, just written report.
It's on NBC News. I'm going to post it on the Johnny B. Show page.
I wish it was. I would love to see and hear this dumb goober's voice. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. And we talked about this more than the last couple of days. I'm dead set on this. If you leave your guns out around your unstable kid, and you're lying if you said that he didn't show signs. You're lying. You're an idiot.
There's 100% signs.
Yes. You're an idiot, and you're a liar, and you just don't want to fess up that you're irresponsible. You're a horrible father. And with your statement today, the worst father in America. Right now, I would call you the worst dad in America. And I wish I could pronounce your damn name more clearly, so I could say it over and over again and let everybody know that Antonio's Pugortzis is the worst father in America. Your kid killed 10 people. That just doesn't happen, man. It just doesn't happen all willy-nilly, all random. And you're like, he's a good boy. He liked working out. And he liked... I almost said peanut butter, but that was what you said. No, it's so stupid. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I would love to know what people would say if their kid did something like this. Your kid that's at the house right now, maybe you have a kid at the house right now, and you're like, you know what?
I don't know about this one.
Trevor's a little shaky. Like, I don't know. This kid's, he's way too into his Call of Duty. Like, he's pointing brooms at me and going, bah, 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 like, you know, like, he's crazy sounding like...
Would you disown your kid? I feel like you should.
Yeah. Yeah. It would crush you. It would crush me, break my heart. I may even die from it myself. I may be so depressed that I either take my own life or I just lay in a corner and starve to death because I can't move if my son did something like this. But I would not defend him. I would not say, you know, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. He told me he loves me and he loves his mama and he wants us to cope with this. No.
You have nothing to cope with.
My first thought would be, how can I help the families of these victims any way I can? And if it means not saying a word and staying out of their sight, then that's what I need to do. But making a statement like this, that's not good for anybody. Definitely not a good look for you.
They were your guns, man.
What? Yeah.
Your guns.
Yeah, they were his guns.
Jackass.
Jesus, man. Calm down. But... The point is, he lied. He said his son didn't show signs. He did. He also don't want to take ownership to anything. He's like, he wanted to claim they're legal. These guns were legally owned. Yeah, okay.
That's not the argument.
Yeah, you know, the guy legally...
You own them, but you're taking bad care of them.
Yeah, well, the guy in New York legally rented a box truck and drove it through people. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're a moron, dude. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So this is not going to go away anytime soon, because this is now, even though less people died, this is bigger than the Nicholas Cruz Parkland shooting, because now you have layers of crazy. You have the dad defending him. You got to put bullying into it, right? Because bullying is a problem, right? We've said,
of course,
bullying is it's a lot more difficult to deal with now than it was when I was a kid. There was bullying when I was a kid. There's been bullying for thousands of years, but now you have the internet. You have a lot of things that people can do and bully people anonymously, and people travel in packs. I mean, bullying was big when I was a kid. It just was. I mean, I got bullied like crazy, like, you know, and then I bullied also. It kind of went both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, but I can't even imagine snapping and doing something like this. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And it seems to me like this kid was raised horribly. It seems to me like this kid didn't like, he was socially inept, probably.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, so I guess he just got pissed off.
He doesn't know how to channel his anger, his anguish, his frustration, and that's what he does.
And I think that goes back to bad parenting, man. You have to help a kid deal with this kind of stuff. It's just stupid. Johnny, what's up? You're on your show.
Yeah, you're blaming the parents for what the kid did, and they have nothing to do with what the kid did.
Nothing to do with what the kid did?
Have you raised a kid? I mean,
yeah, I have. My kid's awesome. Okay. He's got a full scholarship. He's going to college. He's never hurt a fly. He's a model citizen.
He's a model.
Yeah, and he's very good looking.
So
yes.
If he kills people, it's your fault.
You know, not completely.
No, but
you know, it's not like you're going to go to jail, but you had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Whether you contributed the parenting, the genetics, both, you were just negligent. Yeah, you do definitely have some blame on your shoulders. Doesn't mean you should go to jail.
He's a minor. He's under my care. If he kills somebody, it's partly my fault, yeah.
Was he 17?
Yeah, that's a minor.
I know it's a minor, but he's 17. So it's your fault because if he went and killed somebody.
Yeah, the guy owned guns irresponsibly. He didn't have his guns locked away. His kids walking around in trench coats every day. If that's not a sign to, hey, I need to lock my shotguns up, then I don't know what is.
Well, what's not a sign if somebody's dressed in goth or whatever else?
Exactly.
So you got to lock them up? I mean, come on.
Well, that's not against the law. I mean, he killed people, dude. He killed people.
Yeah, saying... You killed 10 people.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Harris didn't.
With his dad's guns, though. With his dad's guns.
He's a loser.
Yeah, his dad's a loser for leaving the guns out so his loser kid can grab the guns and kill people.
Johnny, let me ask you this. What do you think about his dad saying his son is a victim? I mean, you just agreed. Obviously, you can't be argued. His son killed 10 people. But then his dad comes out here and says his son is a victim. So you're still trying to tell me that his father is a sane individual?
The
dad said that.
The whole story we just read was about his dad speaking with the media today and saying, my son is not a criminal, he's a victim.
No, that's idiotic.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
So when you think...
You can't blame the rest of the world for what this
It's not the rest of the world, it's his dad. Johnny, listen, with that guy saying his son is a victim... Right there, that should prove that he's a bad parent, right?
Well, yeah. Well, he is an idiot. I agree 100%.
So he raised a bad kid. A bad kid killed 10 people. I think he's got some blame there.
But you can't say he's the one that raised him and he made him a killer. I don't agree with that.
Well, I don't think his dad trained him to shoot up a school.
We don't know that.
But at the same time, let me tell you something, Johnny. I'm the oldest of five, okay? And... only one of me and my out of me and my siblings had a lot of issues. Okay, so my siblings and I, and I have a sister that's had some issues, but the other four of us turned out just fine. So there's going to be a bad apple sometimes. But the whole point of this whole thing is the whole point that we're trying to get at is the dad left his guns very available and accessible to this kid who I promise you, Johnny, I promise
Stop
you.
Saying his name, it freaks me out.
Sorry, I promise you. This kid showed signs, not just at school, but at home, that it probably was not a good idea to keep these guys, especially in today's society, man.
I just said all that.
Especially.
I agree with you, buddy. All right, buddy.
Have a drink for me, Johnny. Thanks for listening, pal. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I don't want to attack this guy because he's given his opinion. But
I think we changed his mind.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of times people will tune in and they don't really hear everything that we're saying. And had he heard the part where the dad said that he was a victim, maybe he would have had a different opinion. I don't know. I think the dad's a giant turd.
I understand what he's saying about accountability. I understand that. But this kid is also a kid.
Yeah.
He's under his parents' supervision and surveillance until he's 18.
Yeah. And I've had this opinion from the time I can remember when a kid does something this big and you see it, like the Columbine kids. My first thought even then, and I was in my 20s, my first thought was, Where were the parents at when it was, you know, these kids were planning this whole thing, when they were building bombs, when they were collecting guns? Where were the parents at?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's your fault, man. This is your job. Like we talked about last night, if your pit bull gets out of your yard and bites somebody's face off, the first thing people say is the dog owner's fault. The dog owner should have kept that bitch on a leash. What is the difference if you're not watching your kids and your kids kill people? None.
You know, it would be a different scenario if the kid got these guns somewhere else. Then you don't necessarily blame the parent this much. You might, again, there's still some responsibility to be had, but the fact that this kid's the guns were accessible in his own home.
But you still have to pay attention to your kid.
Like, yes,
you do. Let's say he didn't have guns and the kid went in the kitchen and grabbed knives and kill people.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, well, you know, everybody has knives in the kitchen.
I understand. And sometimes you're going to have bad apples. You could be a great parent and you don't have anything wrong with you and you have a kid and the kid just screwed up, you know, and there's really nothing you can do about it. I understand that. I'm not trying to blame those people, but those people who are level-headed would say, listen, my kid did something wrong. I'm disowning my kid. How can I help my community? Not, my son's a victim.
Yeah. That pisses me off. Exactly. This is a guy, and look, and we say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This guy displaying that attitude, probably a lot of how his kid was thinking. You know, he's like, I'm a victim. I'm not a bad person. So in his head, he's justifying killing these people. And his dad's thinking the same way. I hate people that can never take any accountability or blame. And I know people like that, obviously not murderers, but I know people that lie and they miss.
It's never their fault.
Yeah,
they're late
to work all the time. They cheat on their spouses. They're just bad people on a small level, not a murderous level, but they always, it's never them, ever them. It's like, oh, well, I wouldn't have done that, but shut up. Just say you're a piece of crap and just go on. Like, that's what this is. This guy's son killed 10 people and he's a victim. Shut up, douche. Different Johnny, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you guys doing this evening?
Dandy.
Outstanding. I completely co-sign with you. Why is nobody holding this father accountable for the fact that because of his negligence, his son was able to gain access to those guns? You see, that this is the problem, that when all the nonsense in Parkland happened, they didn't hold the sheriff's county accountable like they should have. And in this, you hold the damn dad accountable. Like, people need to start holding people accountable who are the true perpetrators of it. And you can take that in any situation with anything that's going on wrong today. Like, that's the problem. Everybody's so quick to scream microaggression.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, no, it's not a microaggression. You're a dick.
Yes.
You're a bad person.
Exactly.
Johnny.
Johnny's are smart. I agree totally. It's like, not to jump too far off the rails, but when you look at the problem with drugs in America, everybody's like, let's go after the drug dealers because they provide the drug addicts with the drugs. If not for them, nobody would be on drugs. Okay.
And that right there is just so ass backwards.
Uh-huh.
Like, and Lord only knows, it doesn't matter what your vice is. If you have more in your pipe than you do in your cupboards, you're wrong. Period. There's just no two ways about that.
Yeah, this kid. Yes, he was able to kill people, but I think if this kid was watched carefully by parents that actually loved the kid, then this could have been prevented a long time before it happened. I totally believe
that. Why is nobody really driving this point home to the students? Because this is the second incident. And no, I will never buy into that nonsense. Well, that's 20 school shootings. No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Quit lying to people.
I think the common denominator with
these kids.
And thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it, buddy. I think the common denominator, and please prove me wrong on this. The common denominator with these kids that are killing kids or killing anybody is neglect. I don't see good parenting. Show me an example of where one of these kids, the parents were paying attention to them. The parents were talking to them on a regular basis, asking them how their day is going. Hey, son, how's everything going? Is everything good at school? Because I'm not the best dad in the world, although my son said I was earlier today when I gave him Kendrick Lamar tickets. But he actually said I was the GOAT, which is a great compliment from an 18-year-old. But one thing I have always done, and every time I see my son in the afternoon, hey, buddy, how was your day? How's school? Everything good? You need anything? Everything all right? And I can gauge by that two-minute interaction if he's troubled, if he's happy, because I know my kid. You know, these kids that are killing people, I totally believe that they've just slipped through the cracks because people don't care.
Well, here's the situation. And I'm going to tell you why they do it. Because in their lives, they feel insignificant.
Yes.
Whether they don't have friends, they don't have family, they don't have anybody that cares about them. And when they obtain a weapon like this and they destroy lives, mm-hmm. or they set out to destroy lives, they become significant.
They're on the map now.
Right.
They're martyrs. Yeah. Now everybody will know my name.
Right.
Oh, social media, hashtag my name. Yeah.
I mean, this is global news.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And like I said, Nicholas Cruz, kid was in and out of foster care. He was being, you know, raised by people that didn't want to raise him. Mm-hmm. He had one of these foster parents call the FBI and say, this kid's a little wacky. He's got guns in the yard.
He was expelled or suspended.
Yeah. And everybody just laughed it off. Oh, boy, he's going to shoot the school
and
up one
did.
Day.
The last caller that was hanging on that just hung up, he told me that this kid also had, there's pictures of him, I guess, online of him wearing a natural born killer shirt.
Yeah. There's no signs, though. Huh?
No.
Huh, Pop? You jerk. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. I tell you what, I'm going to keep my head on the swivel. Like any weird looking kid, I'm going to pay attention to them because, you know, if your parents aren't going to watch them, I'm going to watch them. Keep my eye on these little bastards because I don't want to be a victim. It's horrible. We have so many multi-levels of fear now between religious terrorism and wacky kids and
Ebola, Zika, pylon
drivers,
warfare,
natural disasters.
Nukes from North Korea hopefully settling down, but you never know.
Well, everything's going to kill us. Bad drivers.
The microwaves.
God damn it. Solar flares.
Aspartame.
Oh, I love it, though. Kyle.
Hey, this is Kyle. I was just I think it's weird how you'll, like, if someone borrows your car and commits a crime, you can be held as an accessory in that crime.
Yes.
But if someone steals your gun and commits a crime, then, oh, well.
Wacky. I agree totally. I don't get it. If the kid got to the gun through a lockbox, through a closet, and he really had to work for it, and you made an effort to secure your weapon, that's one thing. But when you totally ignore the fact your kid is acting like a loony, like a whack job.
He's almost in the Matrix.
I almost cursed again. Then it's your fault, man. It's your fault. You're a horrible dad. You're dumb.
Yep.
You don't have the IQ to be a parent. I've said that from the get-go. You can't have kids unless you're smart enough. I think there should be a Wonderlic test for parents, for drivers, for everything.
I've been told that dumb people are more fertile, though.
They are. Look at them.
Somebody told me that once.
So many. Go to a trailer park.
It's true.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Take it easy, guys.
Later, man.
Bye-bye.
I feel better. What an idiot. I hope they don't interview this guy anymore, but you know they are. You know they are. He'll probably have his own damn reality show.
Oh, this is not the last time you're going to hear from him.
Jerk.